Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 4th edition. 10 games on tap for you tonight. Should be a fun one around the diamond. It was fun on Monday. Lots of good stuff. Green screens all around with Rotoballer, Slack chat, and the Fantasy DGens and all that good stuff. So check me out on Twitter at BDintric. Get the video every day on Monday through Friday, Rotoballer YouTube channel, or on all the listening platforms as you can, MLB DFS Quick Hits. Go and get them while they're hot. But we, again, have a 10-game slate on tap for you tonight. We'll get you run through here as quick as possible. Mets, Nationals, total of 9. Jays, Braves, 9. Marlins, Orioles, waiting on that one because it's either Pablo Lopez or Caleb Smith, and that'll change things in a big, big way. So some sites say Caleb Smith. Some sites like Craig Mish say Pablo Lopez. So keep an eye on that one. White Sox, Brewers, 8.5. Royals, Cubs, waiting on the total there because it's Wrigley, and that's what we do with the winds blowing in from left field about 10 miles an hour. Another good pitching environment for the Cubbies, Kyle Hendricks. Giants, Rockies, total of 13. Dodgers, Padres, 8.5. Astros, Diamondbacks, 9. Rangers, A's, 8. Angels, Mariners, 9. So definitely some totals to look at there. Mentioned the wind in Wrigley. That's the only real concern we have weather-wise today. But slight chances of rain on the East Coast, but nothing too crazy to worry about on this one. All right, let's take a look at the pitching on this 10-game slate. It's a fun slate because you can kind of, you know, last night we kind of had it narrowed down to 3 or 4 guys. They did pretty well. That's kind of who we wanted to go with. You can make some pivots tonight, and that makes it really fun. So 9K and above, you have 4 choices tonight. You have Corbin, Lynn, Lamet, and Giolito. 3 of those 4 guys are very, very much in play for me tonight. Lamet's been pitching well. If I have to pick, I'm going to just throw out the guy facing the Dodgers. That's just the way it's going to go right now. If you want to get really weird in a multi-entry, sure, but let's narrow things down by saying Lamet, you're good. Probably going to throw about 5 innings, and you got the Dodgers. Patrick Corbin, 10-4 at home against the New York Mets. Corbin threw really well in his first outing against the New York Yankees. 6 1/3, 8 Ks, 27 DK points. And now he gets to be at home against the New York Mets. He has popped off. They had a huge series against the Atlanta Braves, but now they face an ace-like talent in Patrick Corbin. Really, really nice spot here for Corbin. Lefties at 226, righties 294 versus Corbin last year. Last year, the Mets struck out over 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. I think Corbin will get overlooked tonight. I think there's some cheaper options, or they're all cheaper than Patrick Corbin. There's some cheaper options tonight that people will look to instead of paying up for Patrick Corbin, and that allows for some nice lower ownership on an ace at 10-4. So he's very, very much in play for me tonight. Lance Lynn, $9,900 at the Oakland A's. A's bats finally woke up tonight, but it wasn't like pretty. Like they had some good hits, don't get me wrong, but a lot of infield hits, dinks, and dunks. We have Lance Lynn. He's thrown 6 innings in both of his starts this year. No runs in either starts, 8 Ks or more in each start. He's been absolutely amazing. Arizona and Colorado, those were at home. He hits the road now to face these Oakland A's, but I'm not too worried about it. Yeah, the A's, a ton of swing and miss to start the year in that pitcher-friendly ballpark. Lefties hit 299, righties 274 versus Lynn last year. I think Lynn's a very, very strong play at $9,900. And again, likely low owned on this slate. A nice GPP play up here is Lucas Giolito at $9,100 at the Milwaukee Brewers. Tough ballpark to pitch in. A lineup that maybe started heating up yesterday. We'll see. The Brew Crew been very slow to start the year. Giolito got smoked by the Twins on to start the season. Okay, it's the Twins. We can notch that one up there. Then he went to Cleveland, 6 shutout innings, 8 Ks. That's been outstanding. He's had 6 or more Ks in both starts, which we're looking for in a DraftKings picture, because he'll get you those extra points for those strikeouts that we want to get in those scenarios. So a guy like Giolito in this matchup tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers, you can look at the Brew Crew team total of 4.4. Lefties 267, righties 300 versus Giolito last year. Brewers striking about 24% of the time versus righties last year. So a really strong spot for Giolito in Miller Park, Giolito, almost 32% K rate last year, like we talked about. He gives up a little too many fly balls. Keep that in mind, but limits the hard contact. I think he's a very nice GPP play. I think people kind of shy away facing Milwaukee in that scenario. So I like Giolito as a nice GPP play. I think Lynn and Corbin are a little more comfortable up here. When I ranked my three pitchers 9K and above, I got Lynn 1, Corbin 2, Giolito 3, with Giolito being that GPP play you can take some darts with. All right, near 7 and 8K range. This is where it's going to get real fun. You got Woodruff at $8,300. Woodruff, you know, started out in Chicago to start the year, pitched really well, had some control issues. That happened. Then he went to Pittsburgh and just absolutely dealt 10Ks and 6 1/3 shutout innings. It's the Pirates. Okay, so people are going to say, well, he dominated the Pirates. He had some issues with the Cubs. Sure. And now he's at home against the Chicago White Sox, a team that, you know, we already know we love to start the season. Stacked them again yesterday. Really, really good stuff to love there. But it's a team you can pick on because there is a lot of swing and miss there. They're very, very good. But, you know, last year struck out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lou Bob's leading off. He's playing great. That is tremendous. But you still got a lot of those swing and misses in that lineup. Lefty's at 317. Right, he's only 235 versus Woodruff. So it's a matter of can Woodruff locate and be effective. If he's locating his pitches, his near 30% K rate last year and 46% ground ball rate could be huge against the Chicago White Sox. So similar to Giolito as a GPP play versus the Brewers, Woodruff's a very strong GPP play versus the White Sox. That's one of those games where, like I talked with Joe Pisapia about it on the Line Star show, it's a four-outcome game. We can see this being a pitcher's duel. You know, we can see one pitcher pitching well, the other pitcher pitching well, or just an absolute blow-up of bats. And that's what makes these two pitchers very, very strong GPP plays because you can see the argument to make them very, very good plays tonight. The popular play tonight, the cash game lock tonight, if you're playing cash on DraftKings, is Kyle Hendricks at $7,700 at home against the Royals. We already talked about the wind blowing in to top it off, but it's been a tale of two starts for Kyle Hendricks. At home, opening day, 9 innings, shutout, 9Ks. Then he goes to Cincinnati, 4 1/3, 6 earned, 3Ks. One's at home, one's on the road. He's been phenomenal on the road at home in his career. Last year, an ERA just above 2 at home. Now he gets a Royals team that we saw Alec Mills through 7 just dominant innings again last night. Alec Mills is like Hendricks mini-me, if you want to just compare the two. A lot of similarities there. Hendricks with his massive, with his strong ground ball rate, limits hard contact. He's in a great spot here against the Royals tonight. Lefties hit 279, righties 293 versus Hendricks. $7,700, cash game lock, very good for GPPs. He should be very popular tonight, and rightfully so. It's going to be hard to avoid Kyle Hendricks on DraftKings this evening. Very, very strong play. The other guy in this range that you can make an argument with is Steven Matz, $7,400 at the Washington Nationals. Yes, the Nationals' offense is good. Matz has gone at least 5 innings in both starts. His last start out against Boston, a little shaky, 3 earned, 3Ks. But at Atlanta earlier, 6 innings, 1 earned, 7Ks. So it's the situation with Matz. Can he locate? Because he threw 104 pitches. So that's one good thing. The leash is off. We're good with that. But this Nats team can be good. You know, they have a 340 wOBA and a 168 ISO versus lefties last year. You got to take into account Anthony Rendon was in that the mix there. Juan Soto does return tonight. You still have Trey Turner. Keegan's been playing more, which is intriguing to see. Not a world beater, but intriguing to see. Maybe Howie Kendrick returns. He's been up and down. So they have a strong, you know, Castro, Asdrubal Cabrera can switch hit. They have options. That's not the thing. But Steven Matz, if he's keeping the ball down with his heavy sinker, can get some swing and misses. Could be a GPP play. Definitely not a safe play at all. So we're looking at the 7 and 8K range. Hendricks, Woodruff, Matz is how I'm looking at things in that one. Now, if you're looking for some savings tonight, we start and look no further than John Means, who got absolutely throttled his first time out. He missed his first start of the year due to arm fatigue. Makes his second start, just gets shellacked against the Yankees. Again, similar to Giolito with the Twins, will notch that up to facing the Yankees in Camden Yards. Let's just take that one with a grain of salt. But now he's back at home against the Miami Marlins, making their first appearance in Major League Baseball in over a week because of the COVID issues there. So that's a big plus. Lefties 235, righties 316 versus Means last year. We don't know who all is gone. We pretty sure Rojas is gone. Cooper is gone. Those big bats for sure. They should still have like Anderson and a few others there, but depleted team, a team that hasn't seen real life pitching for the most part in over a week. That can be big. Means, we know, did very well last year versus right-handed hitters. Gave up a decent wOBA, but still shut him down for the most part last year in Camden Yards. The ball can fly, but the big thing is you got a Marlins team that can strike out a ton. So if Means gives up a few runs, but still a strikeout rate of almost 26% for the Marlins versus lefties last year is huge. When you break down Means some more, he had a near 20% K rate of his own and limited the hard contact last season. So at $6,400, there's some serious upside in that matchup versus the Miami Marlins. So I don't mind John Means all tonight as a punt. I'll take that gamble time and time again. The other guy that'll be popular down here, another reason why I think Means might be lower owned, is Christian Javier, $6,500 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Javier, heck of a debut, 5 2/3, 2 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks in his first start against the Los Angeles Dodgers of all teams. Now he gets Arizona Diamondbacks at home, a team that is off to a just horrific start to the season. Very, very rough go for the D-backs to start the year. Javier dominated. Lefties hit .255, righties .077 for Javier. One start, I get it, but absolutely filthy. Diamondbacks striking out almost 22% of the time. First right-handed pitching, Javier at 65, very, very live, no doubt about it. I'll play Means over Javier for the ownership game, but both are very, very much in play for you this evening. So recapping your pitching, 9K and above, Lynn, Corbin, Giolito in that order for me. 7 and 8K range, Hendricks, Woodruff, Matt in that order. And then the punts, the 6K range, Means and Javier. All right, quick run through the bats on this slate. Again, 10 games, lots of good offensive targets here. We'll talk some stacks later, but you got Coors Fields obviously in play, so that's going to be a bingo. But many, like, you got Gossman starting for the Giants versus Marquez. Marquez has been great in his first two road starts. We've seen it in the past where Coors just destroys everybody, even Marquez. We'll see how tonight goes against the Giants Davis, who put up 6 runs last night. So they've actually hit the ball pretty well this year. But again, starting the catcher's position for you here. Tyler Heineman, if he does catch for the Giants, he's $4,800, not paying that much for him. But he's been playing well, but I'm not going to pay that much. If we pay for a Giants catcher, it'll be Trump, who we played for last night. He went to Ding Dong City. But we'll look a little later at him. Sliding on down, if Travis d'Arnaud cracks line at $4,300, he's been swinging it strong when he's there. Pedro Severino, if it is Caleb Smith at 41, I'll be going to. But like, I'm seeing Caleb Smith at half the places and Pablo Lopez. I'm starting to lean it's going to be Pablo Lopez, which is going to stink because I wrote the free DraftKings article at RotoBaller today. I do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I previewed Hanser Alberto because of his ability to hit lefties. I will say this much, though. I still like him versus Pablo Lopez. Like, Alberto's hitting so well. So if you're reading the article, stick with Hanser, $3,600 today. But back to catcher Severino, if it is Smith on the mound, that's a big play at $4,100. Good value in that one. Otherwise, you can save some cash at the position. You can go down to the likes of Jason Castro versus Justin Dunn at $3,700. The Angels are a big play for us tonight. We really like the Angels versus Dunn. Trump, if he does make the lineup for the Giants, $3,300 versus Marquez. I will just plug that in everywhere if Trump's in the lineup. Nice savings with upside in Coors Field. He's hit the ball well since he's jumped on with the Gigantes, so I don't mind him at all. If you're fading Patrick Corbin, Wilson Ramos had a big night last night. He's $3,100 GPP only in that scenario. And then other than that, like Martin Maldonado against Bumgarner at 26. Astros in a strong spot versus the D-backs tonight. First base position now. You could look at the likes of Freddie Freeman versus Shoemaker at 51. Has some upside for you. Ryan McMahon had a decent night last night. He's $4,600 first base, second base versus Gossman. Daniel Murphy swinging it well. He's $4,500 versus Gossman. So you play Murphy at first, McMahon at second, McMahon at first, no Murphy. Both very strong plays versus Gossman this evening. Few others as you go down the list here. Jesus Aguilar versus Means. As much as I like Means on the mound tonight, Aguilar at 4K versus the lefty Means, plus in that ballpark, does have some supreme upside in that matchup. So Aguilar at 4K, very nice price point if you're looking to save some cash. I don't know if I want to make him a cash game play because there's a lot of oops and swings and misses with a guy like Aguilar, but the upside is very, very strong with Jesus as well at $4,000. So I don't mind that in the slightest. Savings-wise, when you go on down, you can just you'll have to see how lineups scratch out because there wasn't a ton of savings at first glance last time. Like Evan White from the right side of the plate versus Andrew Heaney at 3K pops off. If you want to fade Christian Javier of the D-backs, Jake Lamb's $2,900 as a punt. Not running to play that, but he's there. Ryan O'Hearn's an interesting punt versus Hendricks. As much as I like Hendricks, O'Hearn's been swinging it decent since his return from the COVID IL. Put up 5 points last night, 17 the night before, 0-5. I say decent because he's $2,600. He's been dirt cheap. He's 25, 24, 24, 2,000. He's like bargain basement hunting, facing Kyle Hendricks at $2,600. If you need to punt, you could go to Ryan O'Hearn if you want to do that. Second base, you could tell Marte versus Javier, great GPP play, but Jose Altuve at 53 versus Mad Bum. Mad Bum's velocity is down so much. He's getting hit all over the ballpark. The Astros, big play tonight. They should be very, very live. Team total of 4.7. Lefties hit 318, righties 239, or lefties 239, righties 318 last year versus Mad Bum. I think the Astros are in for a big one. Altuve at 53 should be a part of that. Ozzie Albies at 5K returned again last night, so that's good to see. You got Solano and Flores for the Giants and Coors, but McMahon's cheaper at 46. I'll just go to McMahon. Like, I was all about the Gigantes last night. There's a few. When we get to the outfield, I don't mind them, but it's a little tougher. Like Trump at catcher, some of the outfielders. Solano, I don't hate at 49, but when you can get McMahon at 46, it's tough to pay up for that price point. Shed Long at 41, if you are going to be very contrarian, and stack Heaney, Long at 41 is in play. Just beware on that one. Garrett Hampson has been not in the lineup in a while. If he is, he's 3,900, so he's a nice, cheap Rocky if he cracks it. But for some reason, it's Rockies. Hanser Alberto at 36, either Lopez or Smith, doesn't matter. Great play. He's hitting phenomenal this year. I believe it was 429 when I was looking at it. Yeah, 429 with like four or five extra base hits, stolen base. He's doing it all, righties and lefties. So Alberto at 36, very good cash game play at second base on this slate tonight. And then when you're looking for some super savings, Chris Owings, I played him last night. He's been playing a lot, back like eighth for the Rockies. He either steals bags. He went deep last night, 19-7 and 18 in his last two games, $3,200 with Gossman. If Owings cracks the lineup, second base, outfield eligible, super cheap piece of Coors. And he wasn't even that high owned yesterday. It blows my mind sometimes what goes on there. And then another cheap piece. I know the wind's blowing in from left in Wrigley, but if you want another cheap second baseman, Jason Kipnis of the Chicago Cubs, 19 points, 15 points the last two. He's been starting to get some regular plate appearances versus right-handed pitching. Him and Nico Horner kind of sharing the second base spot there for the Cubbies. So he'll be a super low-owned value if you want as well. Kipnis, like, I love Alberto for cash if you need even more savings. I like Alberto more than Kipnis, but if you need to save $600, Kipnis can be cash viable tonight on DraftKings. Third base position, Rendon at 54, I like a lot. People are going to see the batting average. He struggled at the dish at 200, but an OBP well over 400. So he's getting on bases. ISO's over 200. He's hitting the ball very well when he does put it in play. Plus, you got Trout coming back tonight. Otani's actually traveling with the team to DH. He's pretty much given up on everything else, but he will DH this year. And then they'll go from there. So look at Rendon and the Angels tonight as a nice stack versus Dunn. A few others take a piece at Bregman at 5,000. I'm a big fan on that one. I mentioned how much I like the Astros tonight, so you can definitely go there. San Diego could be a contrarian one versus May, because May hasn't been going deep. I love Dustin May. He's not going deep. The Dodgers bullpen's been kind of sketchy. Not running to play San Diego on a 10-game slate, but you could look there. Moncada, nice night last night, 45. If you want to fade Woodruff, look for a shaky outing. He went deep last night. Always has that upside of 45. You can do a Lou Bob Moncada stack, which has been very, very nice of late. If you think the Marlins come out swinging hot, Brian Anderson's $4,400. It's a little steep for Brian Anderson. But here we are. Kyle Seager versus a lefty, 41. Heaney, that's a nice look for you. There's some savings. Renato Nunez at 4K. He's been swinging a good versus lefties and righties. So if you want to attack Lopez or Caleb Smith, Nunez has 14 or more points in three straight games. He's gone deep in back-to-back games. Good spot for you there. Ian Happ at 39 versus Singer. Nice savings. Third base outfield eligible versus Singer at 3,900 from the Cubbies. And then when you're just looking for some punts here at the third base position, you'll have to check lines like Starlin Castro at 33 could be in play versus Mats if you're stacking up some Washington Nationals. So keep him in mind. I'm going to say Edwin Rios every day because he should be playing more. He's 2,900 versus Lamet. The lefties can't hit Lamet, but Lamet's been very good, so I respect him. But Rios at 29 in the GPP is always viable. Shortstop position, you got Trevor Story and Coors. Yes, Fernando Tatis Jr. went deep again yesterday. He's 52. These are captain obvious plays. I love Tatis pretty much every day. $500 savings off of Story, but Story against Gossman's tough to pass. So both really, really strong plays in their matchups. Baez is swinging a good stick at 49. Swanson is swinging a good. The thing I'll say with Trey Turner at 48, you can run on the Mets, run a ton on the Mets. So these are the series that you circle stolen base guys for when they play the Mets. That's why Turner loves playing the Mets. It's always nice having him play the Mets a ton every year. So a guy like Trey Turner at 48, his value goes up on a slate like this because, A, he'll go overlooked with Coors' Story. You got Baez ahead of him. You got Tatis Jr. You go and throw a Turner in the mix at 48 against Steven Matz. You can run on Matz. You can especially run on the Mets and Ramos. So $4,800, Turner is very GPP viable. Will be low-owned tonight in this matchup for the Nats. Now, others look at Corey Seager. I was writing up today, 21 batted ball events over 95 miles an hour, leads all of baseball right now. He had another multi-hit game last night, came back DH'd after people were worried about his injury. 4,600 versus Lamet makes Seager a very strong GPP play tonight. I think that's a sneaky good one. Turner and Seager will go overlooked on this slate with some other options. strong GPP looks. Correa, part of your Astro stacks, you can definitely swing those ones as well. A few others to take a peek at. One of these days, Alberto Montes is going to wake up. It's just when. J.P. Crawford, again, cash viable, $3,800. Price tag's slightly going up. Still not close to enough. Leading off, facing Heaney, $3,800. Good look for you there with J.P. And then if you're looking for savings at shortstop, there's not as much as we like. Like Nico Horner's there, but with the righty on the mound, we should get Kipnis and Baez up the middle. So Horner's probably off tonight. Just like yesterday, shortstop's very top heavy, so you got to mainly find your savings elsewhere or wait for a lineup to get some massive punts, like a Straw or somebody comes in on this one. All right, let's head to the outfield, and it's bananas. Like, there's like 15 guys over 5K. They really priced up drafting. Like, I kind of respect it because it makes you guys think. Same time, I was like, oh, crap, like, how are we doing this? But there is cheaper pitching tonight, so you can do it. Like, Trout's coming back with that baby swag. Like, no one's going to be shocked if Trout goes deep tonight. It's a great matchup versus Dunn in the Seattle bullpen. He's got to Mr. Bat, the initials Bat, coming out there. So Trout, really, really strong look for you. Yastrzemski continues to rake at 5,900, third highest priced guy in Coors. He's earned it, though. I think it's a great play if you can afford it, and he'll come in low-owned. Giants will be low-owned tonight versus Marquez. Blackman's in a great spot. This is easy stuff here. Acuna's starting to heat up at 56. Laureano's price I don't get at 55. I'll be passing there if he gets it done, sure. But Springer at 54, he really hasn't been playing well. So if you're stacking the Astros, Springer's not a guy I'm running to. Like, I get it, and he's put up 11 or more points in three straight games, so maybe he's heating up now because he's getting on and he's stealing bags and he's doing those kind of things. But only hit a $182, so keep that in mind. But maybe he's heating up, could get it going versus Mad Bum at 54 at some low ownership. So if you want to go that route on part of your stack, sure. David Dahl leading off at 51, no hate on that one. Juan Soto's back at 49. He hit lefties very well last year. He still has that big red O next to his name on DraftKings, which will just like the average player to scroll right past him. So you can get a low-owned Juan Soto tonight at $4,900. Could be very fun. Alex Dickerson, $4,800. It's the second last night I mentioned yesterday. Dickerson versus righties, great job, especially in Coors. So you can get some nice work there at $4,800. Then you slide down and it gets a little more fun. You look at guys like Avisel Garcia has been raking. Not sure I want to go there versus Giolito. That's not a must play. Mentioned Brian Anderson earlier. Could be interesting in their matchup. Like Trent Grisham. Still too cheap, $4,300. I know I mentioned Dustin May is good. You got Dodgers bullpen. Grisham took Bueller deep yesterday. I think Grisham at his price point is a great cash game play. Probably not going to stack up the Potters. They said they are in play if you want to. Machado, Tatis, Grisham, they're expensive against May. But if anything, Grisham, very good cash game play at 43. If Sam Hilliard cracks the lineup at 42, nice cheaper Colorado piece versus Gausman. That's the beauty of Coors and a crappy pitcher in Gausman. You can stack the bottom half. Like I stacked Kemp and Owings, McMahon, Kemp, Owings, 6-7-8 last night, worked out just fine. That's the beauty of Coors Field. So you can go that route if you want. Lou Bob's 4,100, still too cheap. We've been playing him nonstop. He's leading off. It was his birthday yesterday. I tweeted about it, 20-plus points, and he's in a really intriguing spot versus Woodruff again this evening. Now, when you drop down, like Will Myers went deep yesterday. If you are getting weird with the Padres, Will Myers is a very weird beast to get. So just keep that in mind. But below the 4K mark, Steven Duggar batted ninth last night. He's 3,900. Not running to play that, but Coors, cheap. It's a play if you need to save some money. I mentioned Ian Happ at 39 earlier. Michael Brantley's price finally came up. He's 3,900. Still a little cheap, but much more respectable, at least in this one. If you are fading Corbin for some reason and you need just a cheap, let's go for YOLO home run status, J.D. Davis, 3,800 versus Patrick Corbin. Someone to definitely sneak in there. Teoscar Hernandez, only 38 versus Freed. Freed, heavy ground ball guy, when he gives up the fly ball, goes a long ways, over a 20% home run to fly ball the past two seasons. Teoscar Hernandez is just crushing baseballs everywhere. We love it because he's still striking out 29% of the time. He's got a 321 average and a 500 ISO to start the season. So Teoscar Hernandez hitting in that Jays lineup against Freed's a nice GPP play at 3,800. Kyle Lewis at 3,800 versus Heaney is another nice GPP look for you as well. And then it's like Matt Kemp, he keeps cracking the lineup, even getting righties now. Another nice night. Last night, 3,600 in Coors. Really like cash, you put him in. Like that's just too good at cash at 3,600. Nice part of Rocky stacks. Gausman is booty. So keep that in mind. A few other. Piscotty played really well last night. We'll pass on him tonight. We want him versus lefties, not righties. Victor Robles only 3,300 versus Steven Matt. So that's a nice cheapie if you want to get back on that one. Ben Gamble at 33 in a GPP versus Giolito hits righties well. He'll be playing a lot. I mentioned Chris Owings earlier at 32. Then check your lineups. There'll be many, many more that come out. Like Tim Lopes is cheap at 32. And there'll be many, many more on this monster slate. So recapping pitching real quick, 9K and above, Lynn, Corbin, Giolito. Giolito, sneaky, sneaky GPP play. In the middle, 7 and 8K range, Hendricks, Woodruff, Matts. Hendricks is your cash game lock. Should be used on pretty much all lineups, will be popular, but for very, very good reasons. And then down below, Means and Javier, punt-wise, both very, very strong as well. All righty. Thanks, Mr. Curlin, for checking in and all the other guys watching and commenting in the section. I appreciate that very much. Let's get to the stacks before we take off on this one. The Rockies, again, smash spot in Coors versus Gossman. That's easy. That's simple. Giants are still very strong versus Marquez, but you want the Rockies tonight. Giants will be low-owned if you need to go there. Otherwise, love the Angels versus Justin Dunn. I think that's a very, very good spot. And don't sleep on Rendon just because he's kind of started off slow. He's still getting on base a ton and producing when it comes to fantasy. The Braves versus Shoemaker is very intriguing, and the Nats are sneaky. But Angels, Rockies, the top two for me. Astros versus Mad Bum I like a lot because Mad Bum is broken to me, absolutely broken, which hurts to say, but it's very, very true. So I'm a big fan of going to the Astros tonight in that matchup. And then it becomes just kind of picking and choosing on where you want to get aggressive because there's a lot of games that you could see going multiple directions, but there's a lot of question marks. I think the Orioles are very interesting versus Pablo Lopez or Caleb Smith, whoever it is. I think both are very live. The Orioles are hitting everybody right now in Camden Yards. Even the ones like we love using Nunez and these guys versus lefties, they're hitting righties too. So they're very, very, very well. So the Orioles can be a nice low-owned play there against Lopez or Caleb Smith in that matchup. And then the Cubs versus Brady Singer, also very much in play. So your main ones are Rockies, Angels, like Braves, and then like Orioles are sneaky. And you can kind of sprinkle in a lot of other ones. Like I mentioned, Nats, Giants. I love the Astros. Sorry, I forgot about them. But there's a lot of sneakier kind of one-offs or smaller stacks you can definitely make up tonight. But all right, everybody, that'll wrap us up. Another quick hits edition in the books. 30 minutes or less is what we shoot for more often than not. 10-game slate tonight. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric. Any help you need, hit me up there, or I'll be in the Fantasy DJ Slack chat or the Rotoballer Premium Slack chat. Again, join Rotoballer. Use promo code Bubba for a 10% off of any premium package of your choice. And they already have other sales over there, so you'll see what you can find at rotoballer.com. But I'll be back with you tomorrow. This was Tuesday, MLB DFS Quick Hits, August 4th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.